You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
How are you today, Nicole?
I'm good, thanks, Kelly. How are you?
Good. Do you sound like, does that sound anything like an Australian accent? Every time I hear that, that sting, it's Neighbourhood Watch. Does that, is that, are we getting that right?
It sounds like a very outback Australian accent. Right.
Well, we're coming to talk to you about Melbourne today, a second Melbourne Council voting to cancel Australia Day. So Councillor Trent McCarthy, who moved the motion, said changing the date was about acknowledging the extreme hurt felt by the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people at celebrating a national day, which is the day that the first fleet arrived in Sydney Cove, which some Indigenous people call Invasion Day. How's that being received in Melbourne?
I think that the population is receiving it quite well and looking at it as a sort of activist move, really, because obviously this council, they can't change the date of Australia Day themselves. It's up to the federal government. But they're using it as a statement and just really to start a conversation. And they've followed a move by their neighbouring council, the Yarra Council, to change the date of the national holiday. But the federal government has responded by stripping them of their right to hold citizenship ceremonies, saying that now citizenships won't be apolitical, bipartisan and secular in these councils, which is, I think, making it's a move that makes the federal government look worse than anyone else.
So if they were to move the date, would it still be called Australia Day, or are they going to kind of change the whole celebration?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think some people would still want it to be called Australia Day, but change just the activities on the day, I guess, and make it more culturally sensitive. And then I think some people just want to scrap the day, some people want to change the name, so it's a whole debate for sure.
So when you say make it more culturally sensitive, what is culturally insensitive about the day that people are getting kind of up in arms about?
Yeah, I think just this idea of Australia was created on this day is the crux of the issue. I think that's offensive to a lot of, especially Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and just a lot of the community just don't think it's appropriate for the date the first fleet arrived to be the day that we celebrate. And so rather than kind of being ostentatious, like I guess with our national pride, people just want something that maybe celebrates Indigenous culture instead, or is just the focus might be on being multicultural or something like that.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I hope that happens for them then. Another piece of news is baby boomers. The headline I thought was amazing. Baby boomers hitting the bottle and bongs at alarming levels, health experts warn. Can you explain that a little bit for us?
Yeah, sure. So researchers from the UK, the South London Maudsley NHS Foundation Trust, as well as Adelaide at Flinders University, have found that in the UK and Australia, binge drinking is on the decline among all age groups except those over the age of 40. And on top of this, Australians over 50 also have higher rates of illicit drug use than younger people, this mainly being because of a misuse of prescription drugs. So this is quite interesting because the reason given by the researchers is that as people get older, their views towards alcohol become more liberal.
Right.
And the drug use, I think, is maybe not as surprising because, baby boomers were young in the 60s and a lot of them are using cannabis. And I think the misuse of illicit drugs, like the prescription drugs and things like that, a consequence of they're probably just using more prescription drugs in general,
right,
than younger people. So, the study, I guess, at least is for a good cause. Like there's talks of more education campaigns to help older drug users, and an increase in alcohol screening because they're not, people don't predict that they're, or people don't expect them to be binge drinkers. They're not screened as much as younger people.
Right.
So yeah, I think there's a good outcome to the study.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we see some traction made on that then.
Yeah, for sure.
Dr. John Pierce, who says he can help parents get children exempt from the Victorian law by sort of helping kids that are unvaccinated get past the system. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. He's a doctor who promotes natural healing Yeah.
Right. So is he? He's under scrutiny at the moment from the Australia's Health Watchdog.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency is reportedly investigating him because there was a video that came out this week where he basically explained how he gets away with not giving children vaccinations. So he writes doctor's letters to parents, and these parents are conscientious objectors to vaccinations. So you are allowed to not get your children vaccinated if there is medical reason or, you know, there are, if there's proof they're going to be fully immunised in the future. But having a moral objection doesn't count. But there is obviously a lot of anti-vaccination groups around, and a lot of parents do want to object to it, whether it's for the pain that it causes their children or other reasons. But in Victoria, there's this legislation called No Jab, No Play, which basically means that children can't be enrolled in early childhood daycare or education unless they are immunised.
And has he been helping them kind of sidestep that?
Yeah, exactly. And on top of that, there's federal legislation too, which withholds family payments for parents who don't immunise their kids. So, yeah, he's been trying to help people get around this for a while, reportedly.
So it says, obviously, that he's under scrutiny from the health watchdog. Is there going to be any kind of legal implications upon him, or...?
I think that he would be subject to some sort of legal action if he is found to have been doing this. But it's been a long time because a year ago he was first revealed to be an anti-vaccination doctor, and, you know, the same regulator recommended that he go back and get further education since then. But then, you know, he's still making these comments this week, so I don't know how likely it is that action will happen in the near future, because it just seems to be a cycle, and there's other doctors who have been caught up in this in the past as well.
Well, we might have an update on that next week then.
Yeah.
If anything's happened. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Nicole. Talk to you next week.
See you soon.
See ya.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.